Thinking about like other areas of the work, so you obviously mainly worked in the fitting shops. Did you have occasion to go to other parts of the works?
I could go to other parts of the works and collect the pieces that I needed if it was the fabrication shop. And of course, as an apprentice, we knew each other anyway, so we used to wander around a bit and say hello to old friends and go along to the grinding shop and pick a few materials up there and go over to the materials shop and get some lumps of metal from there. It was, you weren't stuck at your bench all the time, but the foreman was sat up inside his cage because he was always high up in the air and could see everything that was going on and would just point his finger to me now and again and beckon me with his finger.
What was the name of your foreman?
It was one of the Ballander family. I met one of his sons yesterday, actually, would you believe, by sheer accident. But he was one of the Ballander family because there were a lot of family groups within the company. The Ballanders were in charge of the heavy fitting shop and the light fitting shop. The shop steward was a Ballander. Some of the fitters were Ballanders. And of course, in other areas like the fabrication and welding shop, there were, I forgot the names now, Wheelers, that was it. So a lot of the Wheeler family worked in the welding shop. It was just a big, I suppose, a big happy family company, probably a few years before I went there, as it was smaller in those days, I suppose, but it certainly got enormous when I was there because even the design, I think they had about 500 draftsmen there. It was a horrendous. Well, it's one-offs all the time. You know, there was nothing that was too repetitive, so they needed a large drawing office in those days.
And the people from the drawing office, they'd come down to you. You wouldn't have usually gone up to the drawing office to collect the drawings.
No, we had a drawing store, so if you had a job card to do a job, you would go to the drawing store, which was by the tool store in those days, and collect a drawing and then get on with the work. If you had a problem, you would report it to the foreman, and the foreman would ring the drawing office, and the draftsman would come down and discuss the job with you. But in those days, we were in very dirty, filthy overalls, and you didn't want to go, they didn't want us up the drawing office.